Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network. Find all of our podcasts at www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. This podcast is also brought to you by The Nook, amazing little breakfast restaurant located in Painter's Mill, just off of Cave Neck Road. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all homemade, family-owned, family-run. Great little group. How's everybody doing? Man, wow. Well, if you don't know, or you do know, our new president is Joe Biden. I am actually very excited. I'm very happy about this. I'm much more happier about it today than I was like 2 weeks ago. I don't know what was going on with me, but man, this has been probably, I'm not going to say it's been a shitty couple weeks, but it's definitely been an emotional couple weeks. You know, with it all started off, honestly, with like Eddie Van Halen dying. I talked about this and my mom and the election and just everything. I wasn't sure how to vote. You know, I have a lot of people in my ear, a lot of people, economy, money. But my feelings, my direction was more about character. And I was really having a lot of trouble supporting a man with no character. You know, that's like, you know, I mean, that's why I got sober. Because I was a man with no character. That life of drugs and alcohol is a self-centered life. And when you live that kind of life, or when I live that kind of life, I have no character. I'm a douchebag. And I'm sorry, you know, if you're upset because Trump lost, I'm sorry. But if you're a man or a person, a man or a woman, I'm sorry, with character. And I think that's what everybody's issue was. And for some reason, I wasn't paying attention to it. I knew better. But for some reason, and you know what? A lot of it's my fault. You know, being in the life that I've had of just kind of doing what I want, I never really paid much attention to politics. I mean, I remember, you know, all the presidents, and I remember voting. I mean, I voted for Perot back in the day. You know, I've never voted for the party. I've always voted for the man. And, you know, people are, you know, Trump will do this for you and Trump will do that for you. And I'm like, I don't really feel like he's doing anything for me. My taxes went up more in the last 4 years when under Trump. So I didn't really notice a big improvement in my life. And honestly, I feel like in the last 4 years, my life has been fucking chaotic. This whole world has been chaotic. But nobody seems to want to point out the fact that we've had a fucking characterless leader running this country. And when they finally announced that Joe Biden was the new president, people cheered. And not only did people cheer, but other countries cheered. Somebody, one of the leaders of a different country wrote, "It's nice to have the United States back." What? Oh my goodness. So, and then the interesting thing is all the people that have now turned on Trump. You know, he had everybody's ear, and now everybody's like, I'm not interested in what you have to say. You lost the ear of the country. Sorry, man. Go fix your character. Come back and try it another day. day, Monday. Love ya. Interesting things for me as far as like my sobriety and being sober and the past and the future and the present. You know, sometimes I, you know, I mentioned that I didn't really pay much attention to politics. I didn't really pay much attention to anything. I was so fascinated by the election this year, you know, the counties and, you know, I've just never really watched. I've never really cared. It's never been my saving grace. You know, people say, oh, I was talking to a lady. She goes, well, here comes socialism. And I'm like, really? You know, is that what's coming, socialism? Is that what's... I mean, I've been to Norway. Norway has socialism, and it's an amazing place. Smaller country, of course, but beautiful, happy people. I'm not saying we want socialism, but I also just found out from my doctor that I will no longer have him because he is now going to a new... VIP, which costs $1,800 a year to have him be my doctor. He used to be my doctor for free. Now I have to pay him $1,800 a year for him to be my doctor. What is that called? Capitalism? Capitalizing? But I've never really paid much attention to the election, and I was very fascinated by, you know, and I'm watching it on the TV and the red and the blue, and I'm like, how come there's like these blue spots surrounded by red? And I'm watching it and I'm starting to understand that the blue areas are around the cities and the red areas seem to be more rural country folk. Just a guess. I'm not an expert in this. But what I'm taking from it is the people in the cities like Democrats because the Democrats like to help people. And the people in the cities, I guess, want more help. And the rural folk want less government, so they want more Republicans, so then they're more red. I know, I'm embarrassed that I'm starting to figure this out. I just didn't care. And honestly, I care. But... I woke up the same way today as I did yesterday, as I will tomorrow. You know, people say, well, I'm worried about my grandkids. Stop. That's an excuse. Our grandkids, my children, they got it more figured out than I do. My 15-year-old was explaining the whole thing to me about the election and Trump's position. He was dating a girl whose father was a Republican or his family... big Trump supporters, and the conversation I had with him was like, you know, because there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that I was planning on voting for Trump. I was delusional. I watched a guy the other day basically burst into tears in an interview saying that it's been very difficult to be a father, a parent, for the last 4 years because... it's like, oh, we love him, but don't worry about this character stuff. You know, I don't study Trump. I don't study any of it. But from what I gather, you know, he's not the most truthful. He's clearly has some history with some bad behavior. I'm not going to point it all out. I don't know. But it's not a lot of great character kind of stuff. And it's always been my issue. He has had character issues since the day one, since before he even became president. During the election, it was all his character was in question. And I'm not, I don't care. I think that that's the most important thing, is character. Character over economy. Great character, I think, creates great economy. Bad character creates bad economy. I know when my character is bad, my economy is bad. When my character is good, my economy is good. My life is better. And I tried to explain, well, I didn't try. We had a great, my son, we had an amazing conversation about it. And I told him, listen, I've got some, there's been some times in my life, my character has been very questionable. That's why I don't run for president. Well, several reasons, but that would be the definite, I'd hate to like get this hair at my ass that I could be a president and try to like Kanye, watching Kanye on Joe Rogan the other day, trying to explain why he should be a president. He's confused. I feel like Kanye is at this age right now where like he's starting to figure like life out. And he's, you know, he's feeling, you know, you live in the manure long enough and you come out and you smell regular air. And like I said, you think it's from God. I think Kanye thinks he's from God all of a sudden. But it's a, you know, it's tough. And you know, I was talking to my neighbor yesterday and I said, we were talking about politics. I was talking to my neighbor's, the wife of the group, the couple at my neighbor's house. And we were talking and then her husband came out and she goes, or he said to me, you're talking to her about politics? Good luck. And I said, yeah, I'm talking to her about politics because this is what we need to start doing. Having a conversation about politics should not be the end of the world like it's been for the last 4 years. And I know politics has been a heated conversation for a long time. But the platforms that are available today to spew out whoever's nonsense, truth or lies, are wide. And there's plenty of them. So there's 1,000 opinions. And to have a conversation now, like so with my father or, you know, usually older folks, is very, very, very unpleasant and tough. It's so bad we won't have it. It's like a marriage that doesn't communicate, right? What happens? It breaks up. So I said, this is what we should be able to do. We should be able to talk. We should have conversation. I don't need to have a tantrum every time things don't go my way in a conversation. So what I'm saying is, for me, I have to lower my expectations of people. And that's not a bad thing. Surrender. You know, I think that it's... And somebody told me this, and it makes sense, and maybe agree or disagree, but I feel like, you know, as we're young folks, we're probably more democratic, you know, we're more liberal, we're more about helping and getting help, and because we don't know, we're like, oh my God, it's such a big world, I'm so young, will I make it? I know for me, I was always worried, and I'm not a great example, but in just in my world, I was always afraid to fail. Like, when's the next shoe going to drop? When am I going to be bankrupt? When am I going to lose everything? When am I going to live under a bridge? But as I'm at my midpoint, I start to become more center. And I was telling the neighbor, I go, listen, bring a great Republican out. I've never voted I've always voted for the man. Not the, you know, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, not the group, but I've always voted for the man. Bring a great Republican out. Let's have a great debate. I'm open. I'm more now, I'm like, I like the ideas of the left and I like the ideas of the right. I'm always about less government, right? But I want my streets taken care of. And then as you get older, like my father in his 80s, and he just is straight Republican, straight left. No, right, excuse me. Right. No help. Less government. No government. I don't even know. And we get it all figured out. We've seen all the, we've seen through the smoke screen and we know what's going on, and it's all bullshit. And then we die. I told my dad, that's why we die. We can't stand it anymore. We can't take it. The corruption. Our country. What does that even mean, our country? I'm not even sure. I think it's time that we all start putting the past away for a while. Get into the moment. You know, yesterday my wife and I and my daughter, we went for a nice walk on the trail. It was an amazingly beautiful day. I posted some pictures on the, I'm sorry about last night, Instagram, if you want to check them out. Just an amazing, beautiful day. And we live on a trail, you know, on a, it's called the Junction Breakwater Trail. And, it, you know, it goes from the beach to the one beach to another. I think it's like a 17-mile loop, and it's all around our area. And it's just fantastic, a real gift that we have here in our area. And a lot of people were using it. And yesterday, everybody that walked by me, I tried to take a second to say, you know, hello. Hey, good morning. Hello. How are you? You look at a picture, you look at the fracture between people that we're going through right now, the separation between people. I guess we want Biden to fix it. Biden says, I'm going to fix it. This, regardless of what you are, we are now all Americans. And we need to be like that. We need to remember that. So Joe's going to fix it. I doubt it. We have to fix it. I have to help fix it. And if it's something as simple as saying hello, because I tell you what, 9 out of the 10 people that would have walked by me wouldn't have said hello to me, I don't think. It's scary. It's uncomfortable. We're nervous. The masks. It's a whole thing. So do try to say hello to 5 people today that you do not know. If a situation comes up where there could be a little bit of a negative conversation, or maybe we could have a conversation where we are in the right, so let it go. Don't have it. Find other phrases like, oh, it sounds good, or that'd be awesome. You know, one day at a time, whatever it is. But choose the path of less confrontation. It's like being sober. It's like living. You know, you have that path and you come to the fork and you have the choice of doing what I want to do, what I think I should do, what feels like I need to do, or the other one, which is what I really should do, which is, you know, in this case, probably just keep my mouth shut. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to leave all that in the past. I don't want to talk about that. My buddy Carlos, he's still ranting and raving about why Trump lost. And I'm like, Carlos, I'm done with that. I'm not interested in it anymore. It's not important. What's important is that we get behind our president. And we try to get moving forward. Let me look at our time. I had a interesting... We had a little scare in the studio. A guest of one of the podcasters was in last week, and then turns out I found out on Saturday that Friday he tested positive for COVID-19. No, I found out on Saturday. Whew, man. And you know what's weird is I started feeling like I had a little bit of a cold on Friday. I can hear it in my own voice. It's just allergies. I woke up Friday morning and the back of my throat hurt a little bit from some sort of nasally thing that I haven't had anything in the last, it feels like 2 years, but it's allergies. But right away I'm like, oh geez. Actually, my throat started kind of tickling, itchy and kind of scratchy. And then I found out that the guy had the positive test. But I'd had my mask on. He'd come into the salon to use the restroom. And, but shit, you know, that's, oh, and then, you know, it's very weird when that happens, because then I'm like, I talked to a friend of mine. He's like, well, you need to quarantine for 14 days if you think you were around somebody. I'm like, well, shit, I can't just shut my salon down for 2 weeks on a, I'm not sure. And all of a sudden you feel like you're a little bit different, an outcast. It made me question, do I even want to talk about that with people? Is that anybody's business? Of course it is. It's very, very stressful. So Sunday morning I got up and my kids, you know, my daughter went over to grandma's, my boys were staying at friends, and so it was just my wife and I. Nobody was at the house, and I'm like, we need to figure this out today. This was Sunday morning. I got up and top priority, because if we have it, and this I was exposed on Tuesday of last week, so I would think by now, if I had it or was asymptomatic, you know, that's 3 or 4 or 5 days now. So we got up, and luckily we found this place, Aspira, over in, you know, in our town, a new doctor's office. Went over there, pulled up in front. They had a phone number. If you think you have COVID, text us this number. We text the number. Immediately they start texting back. You know, they get all of our information. They said, all right, now pull around to the side of the building. We pulled around. The girl came out, gave us, we did two tests, both in the nose, not super deep, but, you know, deep enough it was odd. And they gave us our results in 15 minutes, which were negative. And then they mailed out another test of ours, which takes a few days. I think it's probably a little, I don't know if it's better in depth, I don't know, but sent that out. Haven't gotten those results back. I'm sure we'll get them, you know, next couple days. But it was a little stressful. And the weird thing is I didn't feel like dying. I wasn't worried about dying. I was just worried about, you know, the chaos it causes, like, especially if you own a business. And I was, I have a small business, and we were affected early on in this. But for the most part, we've been kind of back. No hiccups, you know, wearing mask and haven't had any scares. This is my first real scare. And the person that ended up getting it, that we thought we had been exposed by, said that they had a fever one night and the next day they felt great. And they've continued to feel great. So, whatever. That was just a kind of a trippy thing that happened. But, you know, we tested negative and everybody's good. But, you know, it just makes reminds me, I just got to keep these masks on, I guess, and keep doing what we're doing. Let's see. Let me read Daily Reflections today real quick, and then we'll let you folks go. I appreciate you listening. I hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Let's see. Keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. Love, Michael McDonald. Hey, if anybody wants to tell me what a shitty job I'm doing, you can follow me on I'm Sorry About Last Night Instagram. If anybody appreciates the chat, you can let me know. Either way is fine. If you have something you want an opinion or a thought, you want to talk about it, or, you know, I can give you my thoughts on it. Put it in there. I love it. Number 9 of November, stepping. Oh, I almost fucked that up already. Jesus. Stepping into the sunlight. But first of all, we shall want sunlight. Nothing much can grow in the dark. Meditation is our step out into the sun. Sometimes I think I don't have time for prayer and meditation, forgetting that I always found the time to drink. It is possible to make time for anything I want to do if I want to do it badly enough. When I start the routine of prayer and meditation, it's a good idea to plan to devote a small amount of time to it. I read a page from our fellowship's books in the morning and say, "Thank you, God." When I go to bed at night, as prayer becomes a habit, I will increase the time spent on it without even noticing the foray it makes into my busy day. If I have trouble praying, I just repeat the Lord's Prayer because it really covers everything. Then I think of what I can be grateful for and say a word for thanks. Say a word of thanks. I don't need to shut myself in a closet to pray. It can be done even in a room full of people. I just remove myself mentally for an instant as I practice. As the practice of prayer continues, I will find I don't need words, for God can and does hear my thoughts through silence. That's very nice. That's great. Very simple. Surrender. It's just, it, and I love that. If I want to pray, I will. Isn't that the story of everything? If I want to get sober, I will. If I want to get sober, I'll follow the suggestions. I'll do all these things. If I want to live a life of self, I won't. If I want to surrender and find some humility and try to be better, then these things will happen. It's very clear. It's unfortunate that it's really such a simple solution for a lot of our problems, which is surrender, humility. But it is a life of, or at least it's trying to have me at least live a life towards a life of serenity, peace. Some people don't like that. Some people like the challenge. Some people, you know, I've questioned myself before, why am I so, I avoid confrontation so much. I don't, you know, if someone is angry, you know, I don't want to get into it. But then I'm like, how come you're so wimpy sometimes, Tom? And I've lived both lives. I've lived the life of the you know, confrontation, struggle, and the challenges. And I've also lived a life of peace and surrender and like, listen, sounds good. Whatever you want to do. And they both have their ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I'm a better person to my family and my friends and my business if I live a life of surrender. And at 52, that's the reason I'm here, right? This is the reason that I'm on the planet, is to be a father and a husband and a friend. My wife told me the other day, she goes, "You know what, Tom, you're a good dad." Oh, thank you, honey. Hope everyone has a great day. So long, Trump. Your day's over, son. Come back in 4 years if you got a better story. If this is
reason.